You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the performance arts, still not taking place live in theaters, but finding new ways to share the performance arts. And we're joined now by Lori Gould and Addie Geenan from the University of Michigan Gilbert and Sullivan Society, also known as, help me out with this one.
UMGAS.
Okay. Just so people know, when we say UMGAS, we're referring to the University of Michigan Gilbert and Sullivan Society. Why is there a society at the University of Michigan?
This is Lori. The society formed in 1947. So we have been in production since then. And so this would be our 74th year. And it started off with some students who were trying to put on a production of Mikado, and they ran into some problems, and I think it may have been with the venue or something, and some townsfolk heard about it and came to the rescue and helped out. And ever since then, it's been a town and gown operation, but it is a student org. And we have people who have started as a student, undergrad or a grad student, who have gone on to be in our portions of our cast for 40 or 50 years even. We have one pit member, somebody in the orchestra who has played with us, done more than 100 shows.
And both you, Lori, and Addie are directing different performances this season?
Yes, I'm doing Trial by Jury, and Addie?
I'm doing Cox and Box.
And Addie, you're a student at the university, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm a senior in the music school.
How did you get interested in Gilbert and Sullivan?
I'm an opera singer, and I've had many friends who have participated in Gilbert and Sullivan. And I'd always been too busy just to add another thing onto my schedule. But I heard from actually the president. She told me to petition to be director for one of the shows. And I sent in my application, and I got Cox and Box. And it's been like one of the best experiences to have to cap off my undergraduate time at Michigan.
And tell us about Cox and Box.
Well, Cox and Box is a three-man show. It is only Sullivan. It is about these two men who rent the same apartment. One works at night and one works during the day. And so they stay there during their off times and don't meet each other for a while. And one gets off work early, and they end up meeting, and after a series of comical events, they realize that they are long-lost brothers. Uh-huh. They're both betrothed to the same woman in classic Gilbert and Sullivan style.
And Lori, you are directing Trial by Jury?
Trial by Jury is a trial trying the case of a breach of promise of marriage. As you can imagine, again, with Gilbert and Sullivan, chaos ensues in the courtroom.
As I said at the beginning of this conversation, because of the continuing pandemic, no performances are taking place inside of facilities or in person. So how is the Gilbert and Sullivan Society at the University of Michigan going to show these performances this year?
So this is Addie. We're showing them through various screenings through YouTube. And currently in my cast, one of my cast members is in Texas, one is in Detroit, another is in Brooklyn, and my music director is in Chicago, and I am in Ann Arbor. So Zoom has been our greatest friend and chief foe, but we've really learned how to work with it. And we're really excited to put it together and show it to people virtually, so they all have a front row seat.
How did that happen? UMGAS is a University of Michigan organization. How did you end up with cast members all over the country?
Well, when we put this together and we got all of our production staff, Marisa Green, who is my music director, is very big on the Savoy Net and other Gilbert and Sullivan, you know, international networks. And she put out the call for casting, and we also all put out the call to all of our friends and alum from UMGAS, and we ended up in the Trial by Jury cast. We have people in, 4 countries, 3 continents, and, you know, all over the United States, Canada, and England, and Israel. this has been such a treat for all these people all literally all over the world who would never otherwise have the opportunity to be in an UMGAS show.
And as directors, how difficult is it to pull something like this off virtually too?
It's proved to be challenging, from Zoom calls that get dropped or, you know, my internet goes out when I'm trying to direct.
And how about for you, Addie? This is your first production, is it not, with this group?
Yes, it is. It has been a steep learning curve. I had this impression that, oh, well, we don't have costumes, we don't have sets, and we don't have people running from here to there, so it's going to be faster. And honestly, it's been way slower. Having experience in stage productions, this is like way more tedious. But I really commend my music director and my actors and how they've been able to be so willing to retake something because, oh, I heard someone open a can while you were singing, or someone was like, your dog barked, and they have their earphones in, so they can't hear that. And I'm like, okay, well, we can't really cover that up, so we're gonna have to do that again. And so I think that that has been the biggest thing to learn, has just been a lot of patience for life, just to interject, because this isn't a third space where we all get together and make art together. This is my home, where my parents live or where my partner lives and my animals. And once we had someone having their neighbor had a leaf blower on for 2 hours and we were at a loss. We were like, what do we do? And she ended up going down to the basement and recording it. Yeah, you have to be flexible and you have to be creative in order to make a Zoom production work. That's for sure.
Will there be costumes? Will there be music?
There's music. We have, this is Lori again. I think we both have just piano accompaniment. The costumes are, in Addie's show, in my show, I'm making it present day. There was just no way we could costume people all over the world. But I don't know, Addie, how did you deal with props?
The thing is, there is like often an exchange of props, which in a stage production, you wouldn't think twice about. You just hand someone the prop. But in this world, you have to have two or even three of everything. So there is a mirror scene at the beginning. And so two of my actors both had to have the same mirror, and then one accidentally broke it and stepped on it. And so then I had to send another mirror. Amazon has been my best friend.
Yeah. University of Michigan Gilbert and Sullivan Society getting ready for their first virtual online spring productions. When will that be and how can we see them?
We open Friday the 30th and then Saturday and Sunday, the 1st and 2nd of May. And then the next weekend, the 7th, 8th and 9th of May.
And we'll put links to how people can see that with this interview on our website, WEMU.org. And I'm going to say, Addie, despite the broken mirror, break a leg to both of you, right? That's the correct showbiz terms. And thanks, Lori Gould and Addie Geenan, for talking to us on this edition of Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.